الله أكبر الله
Rahman al-Rahim. Pray before your prayers are said. The importance of prayers, effects, etiquettes, and its blessings are known and evident. There are many who give importance to this great gem, protect it, and there are many who disregard, neglect, do not pray, or have never prayed at all. They may also not see any difference in their livelihood compared to those who are punctual and give importance to Salat. Therefore, what is the difference between those who observe prayers and those who don't? Tarkus Salat, not praying or abandoning prayers, is disregarding the most important command of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is not performing the greatest duty. It is equivalent to being ungrateful, being thankless to His blessings. It is destroying the pillar of the religion, as prayer is the basis and the main column of the religion. Worship guides man to the reason of creation. By not praying, the creation and man's life becomes worthless. Not praying and not supplicating is distancing from the best joy given to man. Those who have no association with prayers will object, "What joy? We find no joy in prayers." They deserve to say that, as they have not felt or seen the joy in prayers to perceive what they are missing out. To get to this divine joy, one has to continuously associate with prayers. Perform his prayers with the maximum attention, observing the etiquettes to his best ability, moods and manners, and then comment on the joy present in the prayers. A prayer which is seen as a useless task, performed with no interest and willing, what joy will it have? From this grand creation, they who are after materialistic pleasures, short-term joys, know for themselves and must be reminded that this life is moving rapidly. Sooner or later, each one of us will be the guest of dirt. What reply do they have when they will be inquired, "Why did you not pray?" This is no joke. Delaying, not praying, mocking at prayers has dread effects, devastating, dangerous effects both materially and morally. A few of them are being mentioned. Punishments of those who do not pray. One who does not pray is distanced from the protection of Allah and His Prophet. The Prophet says, "One who refrains from praying deliberately, for no reason, will be distanced from Allah and His Prophet's protection." Ubayd, son of Zurara, says, "I asked Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam regarding a saying of the Almighty, that one who denies faith, indeed his actions are ruined, and in the hereafter he will be among the losers." Imam replied, "It is not praying, it's abandoning prayers. It is the prayers which he had admitted to, which he denies now." One who does not pray, shaitan dominates him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam reports from his father, forefathers, from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Shaitan fears the sons of Adam as long as they offer their 5 daily prayers on time. When they lose them, Shaitan becomes courageous and makes him commit greater sins." A woman devastated came crying to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, requested the Prophet to ask his companions to leave, as she wanted to talk to him in private. The companions left. She came to the Prophet and said, "A grave sin I have committed." The Prophet replied, "The mercy of Allah is greater than your sin. What have you done?" He inquired, "What are your sins?" In reply, she says, "I am married, committed adultery, got pregnant from haram. The baby was born. I suffocated the baby in a jar of vinegar, and I sold that najis vinegar to a number of people." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam pronounced the verdict and said to her, "Would you like to know what caused you commit these horrendous crimes? It seems you don't say your Asr prayers." One who does not pray crosses the fine line of kufr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Bayn al-abd wa bayn al-kufr tarkus salat." The separation between disbelief and servitude is not praying. One who does not pray is cursed by all the divine books, angels and the prophets. The Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "One who does not pray is cursed in the Torah, Bible, Psalms and Quran, and is cursed by Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil alayhim as-salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." One who does not pray dies as a non-Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "One who does not pray hopes not its reward nor fears its wrath. I don't care as to whether he dies a Jew, Christian or a Majuse." One who knowingly does not pray has embraced infidelity. "Man taraka as-salat muta'ammidan faqad kafar." Ubayd bin Zurara inquires and reports from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, "What are the major sins, Ya Imam?" Imam replied, "The major sins as defined by Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam are 7. Kufr, murder, being declared disobedient by parents, taking jury, interest, usurping the wealth of an orphan, running away from the battlefield, returning to ignorance after hijrah." Ubayd says, "I asked the Imam, consuming a dirham of an orphan's wealth, is that greater or not praying?" Imam replied, "Not praying." Ubayd interrupts and says, "My master, you did not count not praying among the major sins." Imam replied, "The first that I mentioned in the list, what was it?" Ubayd said, "Kufr." Imam then said, "Indeed, one who does not pray is a kafir." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "One who purposely does not pray is distanced from the protection of Allah and His prophets. By those who pray, those who don't are safe." Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Indeed, afflictions are removed through our Shias who pray from our Shias who do not pray. And if all refrained from prayers, no doubt all would have perished. Curses of God are on one who does not pray." Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "May God curse one who does not pray purposely." One who does not pray is hated by Islam and by the Muslims. The Holy Prophet says, "One who helps someone with food and clothing, someone who does not pray, is like killing 70 prophets, the first of whom is Adam and the last of whom is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One who does not pray suffers an eternal loss. Ubayd son of Zurara says, I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about this verse of the Holy Quran. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever denies faith, his work indeed is of no account, and in the hereafter he shall be one of the losers. Imam replied, it's denying the prayers which he had submitted to. One who does not pray has no share in Islam. La hadha fil Islam liman taraka salat. One who does not pray has lost his faith. One who does not pray knowingly has indeed destroyed his religion. فَمَنْ تَرَكَ صَلَاتَهُ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَقَدْ هَدَمَ دِينَهُ. Keeping in view the emphasis and the sayings of the infallible, we can conclude that a painful end awaits one who does not pray. A lot of time in our life is wasted. Tasks doing or not doing them is the same. Tasks which play no part in our material or spiritual life. Then why does man neglect and disregard this simple worship which has a beautiful impact in our spiritual and material uplift? Prayer for which the infallible says, As-salatu amudu al-deen, fa-in qubilat qubila ma siwaha, wa-in ruddat rudda ma siwaha. Prayer is the pillar of the religion. If it is accepted, everything else will be accepted. And if rejected, everything else will be rejected. The Prophet has said, prayer is light. Prayer is the light of a mu'min, a light from Allah. The prayer is the light in his heart. Hence everyone can enlighten his heart. Prayer is the most evident proof. A prayer after prayer with no wrong in performance is registered in the highest peaks of the paradise. Prayer is the food of the feast hosted by Allah on earth. For those who deserve his mercy are provided to benefit 5 times a day. There is a beauty to everything, and the beauty of Islam is in the daily 5 prayers. Everything has a base, and the base of a believer is Salat. Everything has a light, and the light of a believer's heart is Salat. The Almighty Allah does not obligate anything higher than Tawheed, his oneness and Salat upon his creation. If there was anything better, would have obligated it to his angels. His angels, some of them are in ruku and some in sajda. Salat is the command which possesses the pleasure of Allah and the clear path of the Prophets alayhim as-salam. A faith wherein there is no ruku and sajda is of no use. Salat is an obligation wherein we recite Suratul Hamd at least 10 times a day. A worship wherein it's one half, Allah communicates with us, and in the second half, we communicate with Him. In this regard, in a beautiful hadith, Imam Ridha alayhi salam, from his forefathers, from Amirul Mu'mineen, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, says that the Almighty Allah has said, I have split Suratul Hamd in 2 halves between me and my servant. All what he asks, I give him. When he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah says, my servant started in my name. It is upon me that I perfect his tasks and that I bless his livelihood. When my servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. God says, my servant praised me. He understands that all the blessings he has are from me, and that the afflictions that were removed from him was by my might. You be my witness that the blessings given to him in this world, many folds of it will be given to him in the hereafter. The afflictions in the hereafter will be removed from him, as I removed his afflictions in this world. When he says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the Almighty says, my servant witnessed that I am forgiving, merciful. You be my witness. I will bestow a large share of my mercy upon him and increase my favors to him in abundance. And when he says, Maliki Yawm al-Din, the Almighty says, you be my witness that as he testified that I am the owner of the day of reckoning, on the day of account, I will definitely ease his accounting, surely accept his good and indeed forgive his wrong. And when he says, Iyyaka na'budu, he says, my servant is right. Indeed, he worships me. Me too, I will reward him for his worship, a reward that whosoever opposes him in this worship regrets. When he says, Wa iyyaka nasta'in, the Almighty says, he has sought help from me and has sought refuge in me. You be my witness that I will definitely assist him in his tasks and certainly help him in his problems, and be less assured that I will hold his hand in the disasters of the day of reckoning. This half of Suratul Hamd was for the Almighty. When he recites Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim until the end of the surah, the Almighty says, this is my servant. Whatsoever he desires, I will give him. I accepted his wishes. All his hopes have been met, and I have granted him protection from all that he feared. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
سبب عزت موجود نماز است نماز زینت درجه معبود نماز است و نماز بی نماز از نظر لطف خدا محروم است اون چه کند خدا را ز تو خوشنود نماز است نماز به پیامبر تو خدا امر به معراج نمود دید پیغمبر من مقصد از معراج تو نماز است نماز روز و شب گریه کنی روز و شب گریه کنی شرب حسین ابن علی شرط اول که دهد سود نماز است نماز پیش سلطان همه چند خفه لایک ببرد پیش سلطان همه چند خفه لایک ببرد بهترین خفه به محبوب نماز است نماز